Hi team, Richard Greer here, CP Coach. We're here for our Quick Connect podcast. This is episode number 4 that we're doing today, and we've got a pretty fun show on the cards. We've got Lily Clark, who has had a big adventure up in Northland last weekend, so looking forward to sharing her adventure with you very shortly. But before we get there, we've got a few other bits and pieces that are going on that like you sort of keep you updated on the of what's happening around the Team CP side of things. So we've got our adventure squad coming up. I think there's got a couple of spots still left there, so feel free to jump on and find out more about that. Missions into the hills, Arthur's Pass region, Lewis Pass, Canterbury foothills, May the 5th, June the 16th, July the 28th. So a good way to kind of keep you honest across the course of winter. We've got our Coast to Coast Skills Day that's happening in Auckland this weekend, which is pretty cool. Tim's got a full squad for that, which will be pretty fun. May the 4th, our quiz night. Keep that evening free for you to come and join us for that, which would be pretty cool. We've got our crew of pace runners ready to go for the Christchurch Marathon, which is awesome, pacing both the half marathon and the whole full marathon as well. Times of 1:30, 1:40, 1:50, 2 hours, 2 hours 10, and then the marathon 3.5 hour marathon, 4 hour marathon, or 4.5 hour marathon. So we've got pace runners supporting all those sort of times to be able to help you finish, which is pretty awesome. Daylight savings is this weekend. So we've got our run group, which is going to adjust as of next week to our winter plan of attack, meeting at zeros and sort of running around the lit streets. And Jacob will make sure there's plenty of hills and honesty involved with that as well. And our Winter Zwift program starts in a couple of weeks as well, so keep an eye out for that. And yeah, the Front Runner Run Club that we've been involved with as well across the course of summer and the lead into Christchurch has got two run sessions to go in the lead into the Christchurch Marathon. We had an awesome time out on Tuesday. Oscar organized a massive party in relation with Puma, had Sam Tanner and Ned Brockman along there. So I think there was like 180 people joining for that run, which is absolutely, yeah, super cool. So well done to Oscar and the crew for organizing that as well. And I'm going to share with you Ned Brockman's interview that I did with him, if you didn't come up with that the other day as well. So hang out for the end of the podcast for that as well. But without sort of further ado, let's add Lily to the stage. Lily, come in. How are you getting on?
Hi, yeah, good.
That's the story. Great to have you with us today. So could you kick off with a bit of an overview of the adventure that you just had in the weekend?
Sure. I just got back from the Great Northern Gallop, which is the longest miniature pony race in the world. Not riding the ponies, running with them. So it's 100Ks, 25Ks a day for 4 days up at 90 Mile Beach in the far north. It has got a little bit of a little bit, it sounds like a joke. It's not a joke. It's got a little bit of a serious side there. It's put on by Born to Run Adventure Racing. They're a charity who rescue and rehome these mini ponies. They often kind of end up leading a pretty miserable life with no purpose and no exercise. So horses of all size are designed to run, but because these guys are often just put in a paddock and a bit neglected, they're really prone to obesity, foot problems, lameness. So this race is kind of the culmination of their rehab journey, gives them a bit of a purpose and shows people what they're capable of, and then raises money to put back into more mini ponies being rescued and rehabbed. Yeah.
How good. Good on you. Good on you for, like, yeah, as you say, like, it's not just a fun event. But also, you're going to do a bit of running as well. 25Ks a day over 4 days. That's pretty honest as well.
When you say it to people, yeah, it sounds like a joke. It's not a joke amount to run either. It was much more pony wrangling than what I had expected. You've totally got to work as a team with your pony. They've got their own personalities. If they're running, they're running. Bit like a cycle bunch. If you get dropped by the bunch of, you know, by the bunch of ponies up ahead, you're probably just going to be stood waiting for the next one to come along, and before they'll get running again.
Yeah, talking to you the other day, these ponies sounds like they've got attitudes. Did that help or hinder your running performance?
It definitely, some ways helped, some ways hindered. When they were deciding they would run, you just kind of had to hold on and go with them. It kind of like dulled a bit of the pain of yourself and a few, like things like that. But when they were stopped, they were stopped. So
and they were waiting for their mates to go running. That's what they're doing, is it?
Yeah, waiting for their mates. So, you just had to kind of go, oh, well, that's what we're doing now.
Yeah, good. And, have you got a lead, with your hand, or is it around your middle? What's going sort of on with that? How are you managing that?
Most of the race rules are pony-related. So not allowed to hit the ponies. They're on a lead rope, not allowed to tie the ponies to you in any way. They're pretty small, but they're also pretty mighty, so they'll drag you. But you're also not allowed to let go of the ponies. So there's wild horses up in the far north, and the chances of finding the little ponies if you let them go is pretty slim. So, don't tie the pony to you, but also don't let go of the pony.
Okay. Have you ever done anything like this before? Have you had experience with horses? Have you done any sort of ultra running? What's your background?
So I did have a horse growing up, but a full-size horse that I rode rather than ran with, and hadn't done any kind of multi-day running before this. The longest run that I'd done was the coast-to-coast run, a few half marathons, things like that. Definitely nothing with a miniature pony.
How did you train for it? How did you prepare yourself for this?
I can tell you how I should have prepared for it.
Okay, well, should we start there?
Which was trained with a miniature pony.
Could you simulate that? Training is all about simulating. Should you get Mike out on the bike or something like that and just sort of tell him to put the brakes on or go fast? Or do whatever the heck he likes.
Do what you want and I'll just go with that. I think, I do lots of running with my dog, but she's, much more compliant than the pony. The other thing is that you've got to really pick their race route as well as your own. They don't tend to like running on gravel or really rough stuff. So sometimes to keep them running, you put them on the soft stuff and you find yourself kind of, running through a bit of really rough terrain just to keep them, kind of keep them moving. So lots of intricacies like that I hadn't expected. And I would have said, sand, and more sand. So sand dunes, running on the beach. 90 Mile Beach is quite nice and compact when the tide's gone out, but lots of sand dunes, lots of sandy trails. So, lots of sand.
Because you're not just running at low tide, you're running at whatever the tide is going, so you're running in some soft sand, which be that's hard yards, isn't it? There's not too many hills up and down, but that's pretty honest.
It was pretty the navigation was also it was marked, but it was also an adventure race, so it was kind of like you're here, find your way to the beach, it's over there. Yep. So you're picking your own way through the dunes and things like that. So
good stuff.
It was hard.
That's awesome. Tell us about the Vets Choice Award that you managed to pick up as well. I think I might even have a photo for those people watching this. How good is that? You've got a sash.
I learned so much about miniature ponies over this 4 days. So a miniature pony's resting heart rate is between kind of 30 and 45-ish, especially these guys because they've been in training. The ponies get, you do a 12-point, you get two ponies in your team for the whole 4 days, and they run a 12.5K loop back to the lodge, and then another, you swap your ponies 12.5K loop with the next one. They get a vet check at the start of the day, and then they get a vet check when they come into after they've finished their loop, which involves kind of running in front of the vet and getting their heart rates taken. Their heart rates have to be 65 or below. Yep. If it's not, you get 15 minutes to bring it down. And if it's still not below 65, you get a time penalty. Okay. So, yeah, I won Vet's Choice for the best conditioned ponies coming into the vet check. And, yeah, every day I did have a wee scaredy pony who was scared of his own shadow on the beach. But every day we kind of worked better and better as a team. So it was really lovely to have that recognised by the vet.
How good. Well done. Well done. No, that's awesome. And what was the highlight of the event for you?
I really went into it thinking that it was going to be just about me and what I could do, but it was totally how you worked with the ponies, and so I thought that kind of every day it would have got harder just because I would have been more tired, sore feet, things like that, but because your pony was doing so much better and you were working together really well, it actually just got easier and easier. And so I think that, yeah, every day you kind of got another piece of the puzzle to work them out a bit more. So by the last day, it was just such a kind of joy to be out in a beautiful place and, running with these little creatures that have come so far from when they were first rescued, and some of them couldn't even walk and things like that. So, and, the team definitely looked after us kind of amazingly. I think probably, the only race where you go and all the food is provided. And so I think I might have come back heavier than when I went.
Oh, that's ideal. That's good. That's a great result. I always think that it should be fat camp on these sort of events. Yeah. If you can achieve that, you've done very well. Because usually we underfuel and it's really hard to get the amount of energy back on board. Were you able to sort of stow some snacks on the back of your pony or anything like that so they could carry them along for you?
Yeah, so they can carry saddle bags up to 5 kilos for you.
Okay.
And again, that's just a challenge that I hadn't anticipated, that it's so much harder to eat when you're like, oh, I've got to also hold this lead rope of a pony that I don't want to let go of, especially of the scaredy pony. So he was also a bit scared of my camelback tube. And so there was no really getting my backpack out or getting food when I was running with him. So I kind of just had to work that around when I wasn't running with them.
It sounds like dealing with kids to me, just in terms of like you end up running on the bad bit of the road and then you're like trying to sort of eat, but then you're not really allowed to because it might affect them. Oh, it's hard work. That's awesome. Yeah. That's so good. You were running with rescue ponies sort of thing and those as part of the event, but you could, if you had a pony, you could actually enter the event as part of that. Did that happen a bit, that people turned up with their own racing pony?
Yep. So we had people, we had a few people. The woman that won it, actually, she brought her friend's pony along, and her and Chester had been in boot camp for the last 8 weeks. So, Chester actually ran the whole 100Ks, and they wiped the floor. So, definitely training with the pony.
Right. I need to ask, will you be back, Lily? Will this be something that's sort of on the regular calendar for you?
So I don't know if I'll... It's a small field. They're limited by the number of ponies that that they have. And it's super grassroots. And I think part of it is, they want to be able to accommodate everyone and have meals together and things like that. And so I want to go back and volunteer next year, but think that everyone should come and run this race because it's so much fun. So I think, I don't know if I'll be back in it running, but I definitely want to keep involved.
Nice. And I need to ask you, what sort of state was the body? And I'm going to show you this picture right now. And this is a picture for those who are listening of toast, from burnt toast through to only just slightly toasted. Whereabouts are you on the scale of 1 to 9 on the burnt toast scale?
I think I'm pretty good, actually. Yep. A couple of toenails, which I think I'm going to lose in the next couple of days. But otherwise, despite, all of the sand and everything, the feet and the body kind of performed better than what I had anticipated, especially not having done anything multi-day before. So, Yeah, I'm gonna go. Yeah, pretty mid toast. Yeah.
So about five. So
yeah,
so
I think about five. Yeah.
About that's a good piece of toast. That's good. So about what you'd hope for. Like, you don't want to be completely toasted, but you don't want to be. It wasn't really much. And to have eight toenails to finish with. I mean, that's a win, isn't it? Like, that's more than 50%.
Yeah. Horses are lucky.
They've
only got one big toe now.
Yeah, exactly. So if they lose that, that's sort of catastrophic, isn't it? Whereas you've got a few to lose, it's still okay.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. So, Lily, where are you off to now? Like, you've done this event just last weekend. What's your next adventure that you've got on the cards?
So the next actual race is Run the Forest in Rotorua. I don't really know where to go from here. It's been mentioned to me now a few times that donkey racing in Colorado is definitely
a whole new underworld. Yeah.
I think now any race where it's just going to be me is just going to seem so easy. I'll just be flying along.
Yeah, classic. Well, it does feel like you might need to get Mike out, your husband, and sort of drag him along, or drag each other along, or something like that. Try and deal with a teammate. That's awesome.
So I think just keep ticking over. Not quite sure how you top the longest miniature pony race in the world.
Well, I just think you need to bask in your glory for a bit. I think that's what happens first, doesn't it? I don't think you sort of just sort of dashed straight to the next thing. I think you just got to live this up a little bit as well, spread the word. And was there any medals at the end of it? Did we get anything? You got that sash for winning the next.
Yep, so to get a finisher medal. The horses do also get a ribbon for finishing. Not my pony. He's too scared for any of that. Okay. So he didn't get his finisher's ribbon. Yeah. Prizes for first in each category. So walkers, runners,
Perfect. And I think you placed as well, did you?
Yes, I did place third.
Yep, which is where there you go. So basking in that glory. How good. That's awesome. Done very, very well. That's cool. Oh, well, enjoy that. And as I say, don't rush off to the next adventure, but it's nice to have that sort of, was it end of winter, August for the Run the Forest lined up. Yeah. So that'll keep you a little bit honest as well. Brilliant. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Lily. Love the enthusiasm and well done on the awesome adventure in the weekend. And thank you so much for sharing.
Cool.
Yep, good job. That's awesome. Okay, take care. See you, Lily. Bye. Nice work, team. How about that? That's Lily Clark, who just completed the Great Northern Gallop in the weekend. So something to look out for, and potentially that's something for you to line up in the future as well, which would be heaps of fun if you can manage that one as well. So just before we go and finish, hang on. We're a little bit quick there. Just before I finish up, I'm going to share with you the chat that I had with Ned Brockman, who run across Australia over 46 days in 2022, and in doing so raised a whole bunch of money and is a bit of a character. So, look after yourself, stay safe, enjoy your weekend, and if you've got any feedback around this podcast and want to sort of hear specific things, let us know. But this is all about just keeping our community connected and together. And until next time, thanks for your time. Cheers, team. Out for a jog with Ned Brockman. If you don't know Ned, he's a bit of a legend in Australia. He's trying to talk it down, but
gets thrown around.
Out with the Front Runner Run group, and I was hoping that Ned was going to be running at a nice cruisy pace, but it turns out he's it's probably above my zone 2 pace right now. So Ned, tell us a little bit about your story for those people that haven't heard about you before, and just learning about some of the crazy stuff you've done.
Just to put shortly, simply, I ran across Australia in 2022, raised $2.6 million for Aussies experiencing homelessness, kind of garnered a lot of media attention, and I've now been able to build a life out of it, so it's been really cool, and continue to do the philanthropic side of things while pushing myself to the limit.
Nice. So tell us a little bit more about that run. Australia's got a big country. It's a little bit wider than New Zealand.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, it's about 4,000, just shy of 4,000 kilometres, around 100 kilometres a day average 87K a day for 46 and a half days, which days that I couldn't run at all and days there where I ran more than 100, but averaged out and ended up becoming the second fastest person to ever do it. and the fastest Aussie at the time. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Have you got a massive background in running, or was this something you decided to do?
No, I picked it up about 3.5 years ago, so very fresh. I'm a bit naive, still a bit naive, but I'm very stubborn. So when I say I'm going to do something, I do it at all costs. So that's put me in some predicaments before, but it's, yeah, I'm also very proud of that, the fact that I am like that. So, yeah.
Good job. You've written a book as well. What's it called?
Yeah, it's called Showing Up. Pretty well exactly what I was just talking about. It's all about when you say you're going to do something, do it, show up, continue to show up time and time again until the job's done. And it's about my childhood, the run across Oz, what's happened since, and yeah, just having a go at life, because we're only here for a short amount of time.
Yeah, good. And you talk about tough. It was it's a hell of a long way. Tell us about some tough moments that were got really ugly out there. And was there any moment that you just, I've had enough, or right, turn up and I'll just go home now?
No Forrest Gump. There was obviously tougher moments than others, but there was never a I'm not going to get this done moment. It was always, I'm 100% getting this done. But day 11, I had a pretty severe shin injury, had knee pain from day two. I ended up, yeah, just a lot of nights there where I was completely like in bed, and I didn't know how I was going to wake up the next day and run because I couldn't even get to the toilet. But that's all part of it. I'd sold it to myself that that's what it was going to cost. So we got it done.
That's pretty awesome. And what was it like finishing that thing? Because that's a big job.
Yeah, honestly, like I've just said to a few of the team, we're going to cross the highway here pretty quick. I said to, we might pull up here.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
yeah, I said to a few of the guys here today on the run, it wasn't about getting to Bondi that was special. It was about what it actually took to get there. So, you know, the journey along the way with my mum and dad and my family. Was truly special. So yeah, I'm just memories for life. That's what it's about for me.
Yeah, nice work. And coming along to the Front Runner Run group tonight, how cool is this?
Yeah, it's epic. So many legends here. We had a big turnout. How many do we have?
Oh, lots. More than 60, 80, something like that. Lots.
Yeah. Hurdles 140. it's been epic. I love New Zealand. It's so beautiful. Such a beautiful place. So very grateful to be here and have such awesome people getting behind me.
And what's next?
I got a big one in October. I can't share it yet, but it's going to be a big 10-day event.
It's going to be hard. You're going to be all night?
Yeah, all day, all night for 10 days. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, good luck with that. Thanks, I've managed to hold that together, I think.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate it.